Live from Grove Hill, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express. Featuring Nate Saunders with the news, Diana Gibson, traffic, and many others too numerous to mention. Now your hosts, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick.
Oh, that's our music to
that's our
in.
Cue. Yeah.
I did not know that. I'm kind of late to the party. It is 6:12 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Good morning. Rise and shine up and at 'em. It's a clear, brisk fall morning.
I love it. Oh, man. I just ran to the trailer between breaks to get my notepad and a couple of things from my desk, and I was rejoicing in the fact that it's no longer 75 and humid when you wake up. It's nice and crisp. I mean, this weather gets you the opportunity to really take in the mid-Maryland air. It's great.
Yeah, and just remember what's right around the corner. So
Christmas cash for kids?
Well, that and, 7 inches of snow and, freezing cold.
Bring it on.
Blustery weather.
Bring it on.
Okay.
Well, bring it on. Bad times don't last for long.
I'm glad you're excited about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in the vehicle. I have a nice vehicle to handle the rugged terrain sometimes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hopefully I don't hit a deer this winter. I've never struck a deer.
Really?
No, never.
Well, you just did now because
I jinxed it.
Right? I don't know how many I've hit. I hit one on the way to work one time, and I thought I was okay. I thought everything was okay, and then I got out of, I was like, well, let's see if the deer is still alive, because if not, then I was going to, if it was still alive, then I was going to call and, have him put to sleep or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to open up my door, and it's like, you can hear the buckled metal, just creaking, and then when I went to go slam it, it didn't go shut.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've hit a couple of them.
So what is the protocol? So you strike a deer, or better yet, you tell the insurance company the deer struck you. So
right. Because generally also, and my wife tells me this all the time, if you see one, there's another one coming. So be careful. So if you're like, oh, I missed the one, and the other one just rams right into your truck or your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the protocol if you hit them on the side of the road?
Yeah.
It used to be... you got to call the police, and then I think, and if any police are listening, whether you be, city, county, or state, let us know. But I think you call the police, and they'll come and put them down. It used to be the Animal Control Center would do that, but they took away the firearms for them.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know why. That was one of those strange things that Sheriff Jenkins did, and I don't know why they did that, because... that's what their job is to do.
Maybe Sheriff Chuck can text us with that answer. But in the meantime, Bob, lots of sports to get to. We have a Ravens victory, a Steelers victory, and one local Maryland high school football coach goes into the Hall of Fame. We'll tell you about that next. Here's sports at 6:15.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, so if you went to bed last night, Steelers fans, you missed a great game. The Steelers scoring a field goal in overtime to get past the Seahawks, 23-20. Ben Roethlisberger, 29 of 40 through the air, 229 yards. Lamar Jackson had 167 yards and a touchdown as the Ravens frustrating the Chargers 34-6. Patrick Mahomes threw for 397 yards in a 31-13 victory. The Chiefs over the Washington football team. High school football, Linganore getting past Frederick on Friday night 28-14. Middletown over Brunswick 49-12. Oakdale outscoring Urbana 39-14. Walkersville keeps Catoctin winless, 42-33 win. And Tuscarora over TJ, 27-21. Former Catoctin football coach Doug Williams inducted into the Maryland Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. That is sports at 6:16.
At WFMD, by Miller, Ryan Hedrick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. So are you taking the day off tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, you're going to come to work sleepy.
What?
Yes. Well, aren't the Buffalo Bills playing tonight? Yeah,
okay, I get it. I get where you're going with this.
You're going to come to work and you're going to be tired and sleepy. And,
sure. Do you want me to come to work tired and sleepy?
Well, I mean, sometimes you just have to. If you want to see your team
brave it out,
pay the price.
No,
you know?
Tiff is planning to stay up and watch it. I am not. Okay. I have drawn a hardline stance against watching sports, not sacrificing a minute of sleep. I plan to be in bed before the kickoff to avoid any type of mischievous behavior I might have staying up past. I couldn't fathom staying up past 10 or 11 o'clock, having to get up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
I've done it a long time, a lot of times.
I'm sure
and,
you have.
And the other thing is that, you know, if it's really your team, and sometimes that happens, you're like, you can't go to bed.
Yes.
Because you're like, okay, what's the score? Or then you know, I don't know about you, but I'm an old man, so I have to get up and use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like,
prostate issues, Bob?
No, I don't think so. Just okay. Old. You know, and I'm not going to go find out yet. And finding the, do you pull your phone out and look, or do you just wait in the morning and just go, you know what? They're either going to win or they're going to lose without me. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. No, I am. I love the Buffalo Bills. I like the team, the way they're structured now. I think it's very, very exciting. And having covered the Bills and knowing what it means for that Western New York community, I like them even more because sometimes, you know, the NFL is heavily criticized, but sometimes the football teams in communities like Baltimore, like Buffalo, like Dallas, sometimes those things are the only connection to an escape from reality. And I think that's why a lot of people love sports. But if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you know they have the best fan base in football. They have something called the Bills Mafia where they jump through fiery tables to prove points sometimes. It's crazy. Look it up on Twitter. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, I do know that Steeler Nation should be very unproud of their fans today.
Right.
I mean, and maybe they just didn't understand that there was a very serious incident on the field. While they're doing the wave, even players were trying to get the fans to stop doing the wave. But, you know, hey, way to go, Steeler Nation.
Right. Yeah. Fill us in. What happened?
Seahawks, the Seattle Seahawks defensive player Daryl Taylor was severely injured, or, you know, at least they thought on the field, laid on the ground. You know, this is one of those times where they take off the face mask, they duct tape the head, they strap them down, and Steeler fans apparently doing the wave at Heinz Field while they were attending to Taylor. And there's even a picture of Ben Roethlisberger at one point came over to Pete Carroll to ask something, and then Roethlisberger was signaling the fans to stop doing the wave. Oh. Other Steeler players gave the same signal. As the nearly silent Taylor remains down. So, I mean, just sad. That's meatball.
Yeah,
he's got a squishy ball.
There is a there was a tweet that said Seattle's Daryl Taylor is lying on the field and they have to bring out the car, go to commercial several times to avoid the brutality of football. Steelers fans' response, do the wave. He said, I hate this fan base.
Yeah. Mm. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so that is... you know, football is an inherently violent game, and sometimes it brings out the violence. I have counted at least 4 or 5 serious fights in the stands. Now, this comes as people are drinking alcohol. I don't know if any sober fan is actually going to start a big fight in a stadium. I've never seen that, but no. I do remember like going to a Raiders game when I was a young kid, and my mom was at the time Washington Redskins fan, and they threw beer on her. And, you know, that's a woman. That's a woman rooting for a team. So fans can get barbaric, and they just don't care sometimes, especially when alcohol is involved.
Give you a perfect example. And this wasn't football. It was a baseball game. And I think Aaron might have been maybe 12. I don't know. And Yankee fans spilled their beer and then blamed it on her. and they got a free beer out of it. And I and I was so angry. And they were like, this little girl right here, man, made it steal. And she started, you know, crying. And I went, Aaron, I said, I want you to see. And I said this loud enough. They were right behind us. I said, turn around and take a look at these guys. I said, this is why we don't ever want to drink alcohol, because it makes you blame a little girl for your stupidity.
Right.
And they felt bad and went and bought her a foam finger. But, I, you know, it was still, you know, blaming a little girl because you spilled your beer. What a man. What a man.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, as the during our next segment, I want to talk about Dr. Fauci taking to national TV again and giving us permission. We can now have Christmas, Bob.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Thank
you. You know, it's like a Christmas miracle. You're Santa Claus.
Yeah,
thank
right?
you. Yeah.
Yeah. It is 627 at WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694-9363. WFMD, good Monday morning.
930 WFMD, business update.
Let's check business with Chris Murray at 650. Chris, of course, the president of Murray Financial Group at downtown Fertig. He's also the host of your financial editor Saturday afternoons right here on WFMD. Well, Chris, it looks like the markets actually gained a bit of ground last week.
They did, Bob. It was a good week. The Dow was up over 1%, the S&P 500 up 1.75%, and the NASDAQ up 2.25%. Last week. So solid week. We see our futures are a little bit lower this morning. Dow futures down 105 as we speak, and things mixed elsewhere.
Chris, we're seeing inflation rear its ugly head in all types of things. Consumer sentiment was really one of the latest things, and that slipped last month.
Yeah, the University of Michigan's preliminary sentiment index fell to 71.4. Down from 72.8. So that info came out on Friday. And, you know, people were just concerned about the current conditions, including inflation and the economic outlook. You know, what type of impact is inflation and these other issues that people are concerned about going to have on the economy going forward?
Well, we see that it looks like New York area manufacturing. Did we talk about that? Slipping?
Yeah, it did. Unfortunately, we saw that the information came from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and they have what's called an Empire State Business Conditions Index, and it fell 14.5 points this month. So that's a big drop. I mean, it came in at a reading of 19.8, and anything over zero is obviously positive. It's growth, but that was a really big decline. And, again, you're looking at new orders. They slipped. Shipments index, that sank. And unfilled orders also inch lower.
It's Monday morning, chatting with Chris Murray, the business update right here on the Morning News Express on 930 WFMD. Chris, we're also watching retail sales, which came in better. Now, is that physical hand-to-hand transaction, or is that online, or a combination of both?
It's a combination of both, and we saw that retail sales were up 0.7%, better than what analysts were looking for. People were saying that, you know, there was some nice activity. However, there's concern that that's starting to temper as we go into, into the very, very important holiday Christmas season. So that's being watched very closely.
All right, Chris, let's talk about what is coming up this week that we may want to focus on as the week continues.
Yeah, really busy. We have 3 housing reports, 10 Federal Reserve speeches, leading economic indicators, and a very big and busy earnings week.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. We'll catch up next hour for another business update. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
It's 6:53 right here on WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick.